Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about Psalm 91. Today we're going to be taking communion over this passage of scripture in Psalm 91, talking about the secret place, those that would dwell in the secret place of God, that he would cover us, that he would protect us. Some amazing promises found in Psalm 91. But we're going to get started here. But first of all, why are we taking communion every day? Daily communion meditations. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. As often as you do this, remember me. In our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, taking daily communion is the most important thing. Helps us to abide in Christ so that our lives produce fruit. And it gives us this opportunity to take these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus and stir it into our memory, stir it into our mind and our soul and our imagination. And we combine it with something practical in the cracker and the juice, something physical that we actually do. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body, and it brings that sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment, making it active and relevant and alive in our lives right now today. The Apostle Paul says that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is a big deal because in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens. None of the benefits are activated until you prove the death. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming his death, which activates the benefits of this new covenant. It's this time. Communion can serve as this time to create this marker or this point in time where we receive promises from God, which is what we're doing today with Psalm 91. But it's important to remember, every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord. But just that honor, that reverence, that delight in God, just to bring honor to him, to commune with him, to connect with him, to delight in it. As we go through our daily communion meditation today, the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. We go through our, what we call our four fundamentals before our time of communion for today. And then lately, in this year of 2022, we've been adding in some daily workouts. We've got some daily workout advice. I truly believe that physical exercise is a physical representation of exercising our faith, that it helps us to practice connecting with God, receiving his grace, and practically practicing seeing his grace flowing through us. And then once you understand how to do it in your workout, obviously it leads to great effects for your health and your fitness and these types of things. But more importantly, helps you to connect with him and understand how to get this grace, how to get all this treasure that he put on the inside of you, out of you and flowing through you, where you feel it flowing through you in your life. Once you know how to do that, you can practically apply it into all the other areas of life as well. So let's get started with the prayer, and then we'll get going from there. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. I ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. and to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders, keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we're talking about, making today a masterpiece. Making today a masterpiece. How do you do that? Get connected with the master. These four fundamentals right here. If you bring some energy and some presence and you make them fun, these four things can help you make today a masterpiece. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light to make it bigger and greater. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And then finally, taking action, doing those things that you know to do and doing them together in partnership with God. So our first one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either you're in the light or you're in the darkness. There's no in-between, really. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in humility. It takes that humility to receive that forgiveness from God, receive that forgiveness from Him, walk in forgiveness with yourself. Give yourself that same grace and forgiveness God's given you, and then walk in that same grace and forgiveness with other people. To be in the light is to be in love. Love and light are one and the same thing. To be in the light or to be in love is to be externally focused, focused on how can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? And one of the greatest things I think you can do is to keep your positioning all day, because every day you got to keep repositioning yourself back into this. And one of the best ways to do this, to maintain your positioning consistently, just gratitude and praise. And when you take your position in the light, you've got access to everything He has. In His grace, He's given us everything He has in Christ. And it's all available today to flow through us. His Spirit and power and presence, His love, His peace, His joy, His mind and wisdom, His health and His energy. We've got access to His time, His finances, His purpose. He's made us part of His family. It's all found in His kingdom. It's all found in the light. And then we're going to magnify the light. First, we're going to take our position in it, and then we're going to magnify it. Magnify means to make bigger or greater. As we make it bigger or greater, we're going to expand that capacity where it gives God a bigger area to work in and flow through us in our lives. It also gets more established and rooted in our hearts, that we become more consistent and steadfast and immovable. And it's all about what we're focused on, what we're meditating on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind consistently. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Just be thinking about it and talking about it, as we do today with Psalms 91. To be magnifying His unfailing love, His faithfulness, His mighty works, that nothing's impossible for Him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've been given right standing with God because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that He put within us and stay focused on all the things that are going well, all the things that are lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. You may have some issues and problems. You're probably going to have them most every day. But it's choosing not to magnify them. It's choosing to magnify God as bigger than those problems. But He does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion and insisting on our own way, refusing to change and grow and repent. We could stay stuck looking out for ourselves in bitterness and resentment, complaining, venting our frustrations constantly. Just stay stuck dwelling on the issues and the problems, or stay stuck dwelling on things that happened in the past. Think about the past. Past is 10 seconds ago, even sometimes. We could stay stuck worrying about the future, or we could just do life on our own without God. Just try to figure it all out ourselves and not really have God as part of our way of living. That's where it's important that we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness, we might have the tendency to snap at people, to withdraw our presence, or give them the silent treatment. Might feel like there's this heaviness or just pressure, like all the weight sitting on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. And then there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future, the confusion about what to do, which direction to go. You get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad habits that become very hard to break. But when you're in the light, there is this rest in your soul. And when you rest, God can go to work. And all of a sudden, it's Him doing the work. So everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing. You've got His peace and His joy and His love and His power, His energy all flowing through you. His mind begins to flow through you. You get these aha moments where you know that you know that's the answer that I was looking for. He begins to effortlessly just break you free, set you free out of vicious cycles, bad habits, bad patterns, things you've been stuck in for a while. And if all this weren't enough, He gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, we can turn it all back around just in a moment. It's an amazing gift because one of our biggest challenges is maintaining this positioning, maintaining our focus. Sometimes we get off track, but He gives us this gift. We can turn it back around in just a moment. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness from Him. Forgive yourself in the middle. You reconcile with anybody else if need be. And then you start praising Him and thanking Him that He's more than enough, that He's with you, that He's for you. He's working for your good. His grace is all sufficient. And you'll experience that peace and that joy and that love just begin to wash over you on the inside. Our next section, we got to stay tuned in every day. Every day He's trying to teach us and train us and guide us, but we got to stay tuned in and listening. The way I like to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to get positioned in the light first with gratitude and praise. Then I like to magnify it by what's going well today. What were my wins for the day? What are the ways I saw God coming through today? Then I ask a simple question. God, what are you trying to show me today? What were you trying to teach me? What directions were you trying to lead me? Is there anything that I missed today? And you just get still and you listen. And whatever comes into your mind, just write it down. Just write it down. Then as you go throughout your day, stay tuned in to Him. Stay plugged in and connected to Him as you go throughout your day. If you're ever unsure on what to do, which steps to take, just simply ask Him. I like to do it in my journal that night too. Just ask Him those questions. And then wait until you know. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we're doing things that we don't know yet. He has to show us and unfold some things for us first. And the last part I like to do in my journal is make my plan for the day. Plan my upcoming day with God. God, what do I know to do today? What do you have for me in this next day? What's on your plan? Just begin to write out. What's on your to-do list? Is there anything in your conscience? Is there anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do? And you write out your plan, and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, and you execute that plan together in partnership with God. You just show up with a willing heart and a good attitude, full confidence in Him, and you execute it together with Him. You're going to be on your way to making today a masterpiece. You do these things. And when you do this, it does something like magnetize you. You get that grace just flowing through you. It begins to beautify you. It's this beautiful thing as He does the work through you. And beauty is attractive. Beauty is magnetic. It begins to just pull more and more of everything that He has for you into your life. So let's take a look at the scripture today. Psalms 91. This is the New King James Version. And the main reason I chose this New King James Version is this very first verse here. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Some of the versions say, "Some who dwell in the shadow of the Most High." For some reason, this verse was resonating on the inside of me. We talk about staying tuned in throughout the day. The one thing I kept hearing when I kept asking God, "What are we talking about today?" The secret place, the secret place, the secret place where you and God come together and you meet together. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and then look at these promises, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He's going to deliver you from some bad things. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 might fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So just some beautiful passage of scripture here. Some amazing promises for us to receive. If we just make God our secret place. I'm just thinking of the verses where Jesus talks about, if you would pray to God in secret, you would fast in secret, you would seek him diligently in secret, God would reward you openly. He's going to protect you. We see all this protection here. He's going to satisfy you with long life. He'll deliver you from trouble. He'll set you on high. He'll give his angels charge over you. All these amazing promises. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. That you can be our secret place. You can be our shelter, our refuge. You got all these amazing promises for us. We thank you for this new covenant. For what Jesus went through to make all this possible for us. We could have a life connected back to you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And they said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He wants to do all these things for you. Just seek him. You connect him. You make him your shelter, your secret place. You dwell in his shadow. Get close to him. He wants to do all these things." So Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, makes all this possible. I believe as you experience God fulfilling these verses for you in your life, I think he eagerly desires to fulfill this for us. So we know him better. We know his heart and his love and his grace and his goodness that much more. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So we've been talking about the daily communion workout lately. Like I said, I believe exercise is one of the greatest ways to practice receiving this grace from God and getting it flowing through you. Now, we've talked about in the workouts that we do, the daily communion workouts. If you don't have those, if you get on our email list, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, get onto our email list where you get these daily communion emails and videos along with the daily communion workouts. One of the things we talk about there is taking a graceful approach. You have to work out a little bit differently to see this grace flowing. You don't work out the way the world works out. You got to work out a little differently. And one of the keys to seeing this grace flowing through you is breathing. Most every culture in the world has some kind of system for health that coordinates movement and breath. It's like it unites the whole body together, helps you to become more present, helps you to get more centered and kind of focused on God. You can use your breath as a way to connect with God. I want you to think about it. In the New Testament and the Old Testament, the word for spirit, like Holy Spirit, is breath or breathing, both times, in both the New and the Old. So here's where we're going to do this. You're going to inhale as you're doing your exercise. You're going to inhale through your nose. You're going to exhale back out through your mouth. And you're going to inhale through your nose during the recovery portion of whatever exercise you're doing. And you're going to exhale through the mouth as you do the exertion part of the exercise. So for example, push-ups, breathing in on the way down, exhaling through the mouth on the way up. In through the nose on the way down, exhale through the mouth on the way up. You're breathing, getting your movement and your breath. And I want you to remember this. I want you to feel like it's your breathing that's leading the movement. Often we try to force movements. We talked about not doing that in these workouts. That's not graceful. That's not beautiful. Having it where your movements are just floating on a bed of air, where it's your breathing that's leading your movements. One of the greatest ways to see this grace flowing through you in your exercise. But I hope it's been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.